Welcome to Multiple Myeloma Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. I met with Dr. Vincent Rajkumar, and to begin, he discussed classification of smoldering myeloma and recent data on an updated risk stratification model incorporating revised IMWG diagnostic criteria.
When you detect a monoclonal protein in the blood and the bone marrow shows less than 10% plasma cells and there's no evidence of myeloma-type symptoms, that's called MGUS, or monoclonal gammopathy of undetermined significance. That's very common. 3 to 4% of the people over the age of 50 in the United States have an MGUS. Smoldering myeloma is an in-between stage between the MGUS condition and full-blown multiple myeloma. In smoldering myeloma, you either have a monoclonal protein that is 3 grams or higher, or you have a bone marrow that shows 10% or higher plasma cells. Now, these patients have a 10% per year risk of progression compared to MGUS, where it's only 1% per year risk of progression. So for a long time, there's been a desire to see if you treat smoldering multiple myeloma patients early, can you save lives? Can you prevent end organ damage? What the Spanish trial and the ECOG trial have looked at is a more high-risk population. Not all patients with smoldering myeloma, but smoldering myeloma patients who seem to have more like a 25% per year risk of progression. So they have a 50-50 chance of progressing to symptomatic myeloma within 2 years. So that's the group that both the Spanish trial and the ECOG trial now are showing a benefit with early therapy with lenalidomide in the ECOG trial and with lenalidomide dexamethasone in the Spanish trial, a 72% reduction in the risk of progression, meaning prevention of end organ damage. And in the Spanish trial, there was also a survival benefit.
Could you talk about the proposed new classification that was presented at ASCO?
So how do you identify patients with smoldering myeloma who have a high-risk smoldering myeloma as opposed to a low-risk smoldering myeloma? There are many criteria that have been used over the years, and one of the simplest ones to use for clinicians in practice is what we call the 20-20-20 or the 2-20-20 system. Basically, when somebody has a diagnosis of smoldering myeloma, if we look at the M-spike, whether it's more than 2 grams, we look at the serum free light chain ratio, whether it's more than 20, and we look at the bone marrow plasma cell percentage, whether it's more than 20%. If any two of these three criteria are present, so if two or three of these criteria are present, that's called high-risk smoldering myeloma, and that is associated with a 50% risk of progression within 2 years with end organ damage to full-blown symptomatic myeloma. That's the group we are targeting for early therapy. All of the other patients with smoldering myeloma have far less risk, and the benefit is far less clear.
So could you talk a little bit about how investigators are thinking through and how you're thinking through the issue of treatment and whether to treat or not?
I would phrase it in there are four big questions. Number one, who should we consider for therapy? I just said only the high-risk smoldering myeloma, not all smoldering myeloma. Number two would be, should we treat or not? And some of us, like myself and some other colleagues, are convinced we should now start therapy because we have two trials showing a significant reduction in end organ damage, prevention of progression with early therapy. Some may want to wait for additional data. The third question would be, if you do decide to treat, what should you treat with? Should you treat with Len and Len-Dex as it was done in the ECOG and Spanish trials, or should you just treat them like myeloma with full-blown myeloma therapy? I think right now the randomized trial data only support the use of Len or Len-Dex. We just started a new trial in the United States, the ECOG trial, which is comparing Len-Dex to daratumumab Len-Dex. So that trial is really investigating a preventive approach with Len-Dex versus a full-blown myeloma treatment like we did in the Maya trial with Dara-Len-Dex. That trial is just opened and will answer the question whether patients with high-risk smoldering myeloma are better off with full-blown myeloma therapy or just with preventive therapy. And then final question would be, if you're going to call these patients as having disease that requires therapy and you're moving towards early therapy with Lendex or maybe even in the future with Daralendex, should you just call them myeloma or should you continue to call them high-risk smoldering myeloma? And that's going to be an area of debate and discussion over the next couple of years. Right now, the thinking is that we'll continue to refer to them as high-risk smoldering multiple myeloma / early myeloma, just to differentiate them from the full-blown myeloma patients.